Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you for joining us this week as we look back in our year in review with our final seven guests with their best takeaways. I hope you've had a wonderful holiday as we close 2023 and look forward to the new year's. So here we go with our best tips from our guests.
Yes, hello everyone. My name is Lacey. I'm a registered dietitian. I live in Central Illinois, born and raised here. With my husband, and then we have three pups. They are all huskies, so if you see me on social media, it's a furry family around here. I love them so much. I'm the crazy dog lady in the neighborhood. And I own Authentic Health Nutrition. I do women's wellness. I am a very realistic dietitian. Like, I am not going to give you set macros that you have to hit. Like, and if you don't, you know, I'm not going to coach you anymore, like anything like that. So a lot of the women I work with are the busy moms, the busy college students, just starting out. So really we work on, okay, here's your schedule, like whether it's incredibly busy or whatever it is. And we work with what we have basically. And that's why I started that fitness app in that program, because not many people can get into a full equipment gym for an hour to 2 hours, which a lot of programs do that. So I'm like, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have any access to fitness. And so if you come to me and you're like, I only have two blocks of 30 minutes per week, great. Let's work with that. So I think just main questions are like, you know, where do I start? And especially out there, there's so much information. Should you do intermittent? Should you be paleo? Should you do high fat, low fat? Like, there's so many things. And so getting to the root of the education is most important to me. And I want to provide the education so that when you're done with a program or done with our consult, you feel confident to go do it. So if I just handed out meal plans and never did that education, well, what if you go on vacation? Or what if that meal plan gets boring? Like, you haven't gotten the education and the knowledge to then continue healthy living. So that education piece is super important to me. So I think just main questions are like, you know, where do I start? Kind of new to this, want to reach health and wellness goals, but don't want to be on a strict or restrictive diet.
Absolutely. My name is Jacqueline. I'm an RD2B, and I'm currently in the digestive space. So I work with individuals who struggle with IBS or SIBO on lifestyle habits to help manage their symptoms, incorporate food without fear, as well as understanding the low FODMAP diet in a more gentle approach. So that's why my page is Gentle Gut. I think that gut health can get a little confusing, and the messaging can be a little overwhelming on social media these days. So I like to take a gentler approach and let people know that gut health is not as overwhelming as it seems online. Yeah, it's a big topic. It's a big topic that I like to talk about. And the green powders, I get nervous with them, especially with the IBS SIBO population, because a lot of them will contain things that actually can be quite irritating. So you have, you know, stevia, which on itself is fine, but for those with IBS and SIBO may be irritating. And then you typically have unknown strains of probiotics in these supplements that we don't really know if they're going to be beneficial for this condition. And overall, they're quite expensive too. So it's not really helping, and they're not really backed by evidence. So I don't really recommend the green powders and the probiotics. I think that we have some research that they will one day be very helpful, but we don't have enough to support a specific strain or dose. So I think currently, it depends on the person and the individual and the doctor that they're working with that maybe it might be beneficial to work with a probiotic, but I wouldn't say that everyone would need a probiotic.
So I'm Amy. I run Yummy Toddler Food, which is a website and all the corresponding social accounts. I am a mama to three kids who are 11, 7, and 4. We live in Central Pennsylvania, and I have a new cookbook coming out that's called Dinnertime SOS. We keep a lot of beans in our house, like canned beans, because they are super versatile and can be used in all sorts of things. And also they're really inexpensive. Jarred like tikka masala sauce or teriyaki sauce, I find really helpful because I don't have to have like 12 ingredients to make that. And that just ensures that I will be able to make that dish for my family and not like hit that mental stumbling block of like, oh, I have to go find these spices, or I have to go like grate garlic or something. So that's really useful. Like, we always have nuts and seeds to put on top of things. So like chopped peanuts, which like whole nuts are a choking hazard for little kids, but you can like mince nuts, or you can put them in like a mini chopper and chop them up as an option. And my kids love that. And that's like one of those toppings that can also be like a side dish. Like, we do eat a lot of pasta because it is versatile. I only buy regular pasta. So someone recently asked me, they were like, why don't you ever use whole wheat pasta in your recipes? And I was like, I don't like it. That's why. Like, I just feel very strongly that we don't need to eat food that we don't enjoy. And I love regular pasta, and so does my family. So that's what we eat. And there is like this misconception, as I'm sure you probably hear, that like pasta doesn't have any nutrition. And it's like, has plenty of nutrition. And also, you're usually eating it with other things.
Thank you so much for having me. So I am a Nashville, Tennessee-based media dietitian and owner of Chelsea LeBlanc Nutrition, which is my nutrition communications company and virtual private practice. So I do media segments, recipe development, and food photography. I also offer one-on-one nutrition coaching and meal planning to help busy professionals save money, reduce food waste, and cook healthy meals that are fast, easy, and delicious. I really don't even necessarily make a grocery list. I kind of have a simple formula that helps me get in and out of the grocery store in no time, but get that balanced meal on the table. It is my 3-3-2-2-2-1-1 formula. With that, you do three proteins. So I like to kind of do at least one seafood option to help you get those omega-3s. Even if that's something as simple as like canned tuna, you know, that can be a very easy, quick protein option. Then you do three veggies. Okay. So for the veggies, you can do any that you like. I really like to do like those really versatile veggies, like maybe bell peppers, because they're great for snacking or adding to things like stir fries. Then we go to the twos. So we've got two fruits. You can pick any fruit that you like. Those are great for, you know, breakfast or to have as a snack. Then two starches. So think things like bread, pasta, rice, quinoa, potatoes. All right. So the next step, this is where we kind of get fun. We add a little bit of flavor to our meals. So I like to do two dips. And then one, so we've got one dairy item. So this could be like Greek yogurt. This could be cheese, milk, something along those lines. And then our last one is going to be a sauce or a dressing. So this is to add flavor to your food. You can add this to a salad. You could add this to a grain bowl. No need for boring foods. Add a little bit of sauce to it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Jen Messina. I am a registered dietitian and a certified intuitive eating counselor. I live in beautiful British Columbia. I also have two little kids. I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. So I know the struggle of being, you know, a busy working person with lots of balls up in the air and sometimes feeling like you're dropping all of them. And I really focus on helping women heal their relationship with food and their body, and moving away from dieting and towards intuitive eating. and also breaking intergenerational cycles of dieting between families. So a lot of us were taught like a dieting mindset from our own parents. So a lot of the people that I work with are parents. But even if you're not a parent, it's also healing that inner child and relearning like maybe things that should have gone a little differently in our own lives. And if you are a parent, how do we change that narrative for our own kids? And I think like many of us will never lose the desire to want to lose weight. Like I have a community of people, and I think I did a poll a few months ago, and I think it was like 95% said they still have a desire. Like if I'm like, if I could wave a wand and you would lose weight, would you want to? And majority of us, regardless of your size, there's always going to be parts of your body that you don't like. And so, and I think making yourself smaller or wanting to change certain things or lose weight or gain weight in only certain areas, which I feel like our beauty ideal is like even more skewed now because it's like be thin, but also have a big booty and big boobs, which is like, but we can't decide where our fat goes, right? So that's a whole other kind of layer. So with some of my clients, they do lose weight. And that's because when we change habits, if we're no longer, for example, binge eating or overeating or coping with our emotions with food as the primary area of coping, sometimes people do lose weight. But to be honest, the majority of us do not lose weight. And in fact, most people do gain weight. And that's because most of us are restricting ourselves in some aspect. So my goal is never, I'm not trying to change your weight. My goal is to change habits. So like what habits are in place right now? And how can we move towards a more productive and healthier, some healthier habits versus what we're currently doing? I'm less interested in what you're eating, but I'm more interested in why, more the psychology of eating. Because we all know that like an apple is healthier than like a bag of chips, right? Like that's not rocket science, but like, why are we reaching for certain things versus others? Because I don't calculate your BMI, because I don't actually care what a BMI says, because BMI is useless. So for this person, I just let her know, like, you know, I want to make sure that we're aligned. Like I will help you pursue health goals. But if you're looking to like lose 20 pounds by Christmas, like I'm not your gal.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. My name is Alyssa Booth. I'm a licensed professional counselor and empowered body coach. And my ultimate mission is to help women heal their relationship with mind, food, and body. And so I do this in multiple different ways. So first is kind of like the education piece as we're going to be doing today. I love speaking and doing presentations in my community. I own a virtual private practice that serves the state of Texas. And then I also do group coaching and one-on-one coaching through the Empowered Body Collective. Body image is probably one of my number one things that people struggle with. First and foremost, I think you have to meet yourself where you are, right? Instead of being so upset about where you're not. I think a lot of it is also about deconstructing the beliefs of what the quote unquote perfect body is, because it doesn't exist. It's a social construct. And, you know, we've both been through life long enough to know that that body ideal or standard continues to change, and it will continue to change. I mean, and I hate to use the Kardashians as our prime example, but they're so good. They're such a great example, right? Of the body changing, right? You know, it was like the BBL and like curves, and like now they're like slimming down, and that's what everybody wants. And so we can kind of see that the standard body, quote unquote, or the ideal body is ever changing, and it really doesn't exist. And I believe that it's all just a scam to get women to continue to hate their bodies for literally no reason when we live in perfectly healthy bodies, you know, to continue to sell all of these diet products that honestly make us have worse relationships with food and our bodies, right? And create more health problems than if we were to just be able to listen to and trust our bodies. So that's a lot of deconstruction. And then I think the other part of it is also deconstructing the belief that our worth lies in our appearance and like that that's what we have to offer the world. I feel like a lot of times women are so highly reinforced in their appearance or in their weight loss. Like, have you lost weight? And you're like, oh yeah. And they're like, oh my God, you look so great. You look like you're doing so well, right? So all of these comments definitely reinforce the idea that how we look is really important and is the most important thing and is what we should be striving for and is the end all be all of happiness. And
my name is Tara Clark. I run a social media page on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and I do like garden content. I make old 70s recipes, some old Jell-O molds for my husband to taste. And then I've been sharing some of my health journey and what I eat in a day and some of my workouts. I'm going to do something about it. So I did, you know, diet culture. I did Atkins right away and I did lose the weight, but I was miserable. Like I was working out all the time. I was going to bed hungry and I just thought this doesn't seem right. So then I kept trying different diets, you know, Whole30, you know, a little variation of Atkins, and nothing actually worked. So, and then I joined social media and people could see like, oh, you know, she was like 70 pounds less. And then I was starting to gain weight. And I just shared that because I thought, you know, I don't know, I'm starting to eat again and I don't know what to do with my diet. You know, I saw a nutritionist and that kind of opened my eyes because I thought, what if I just have no foods? Like, because it just seemed like, you know, with every diet, there's foods you can't eat, no sugar, no carbs. And so I thought, what if I can just eat everything I want and just tell myself I can eat it, even if it is really bad. And I just eat a portion of it. So I just started doing like half. And then anytime we would go out, I'm like, I'm just going to take half of this, you know, home, and I'm just going to eat half. And believe it or not, I was fulfilled, you know, because I was actually eating the pasta, I was eating the bread, but I just wasn't eating as much of it as I was before. I feel like I'm kind of doing a math problem where I'm not actually subtracting food, I'm adding food in.
Thank you so much for joining us as we look back from this year with our last 7 guests. And I just want to thank you for sharing your support here, for listening, for sharing episodes to friends and family members, for those that may need it. And here's to another year building a community to make that mind shift to focus on you for finding those self-care habits and nourishing your body and mental health and moving your body more and so much more. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.